going to appeal against the judgment. And we thought that maybe, you know, the court would actually find favor in our argument, because our argument was quite clear that we were not owners of the land and we could not be deemed to be former occupiers or former owners. Because after the land was gazetted, we then worked for the current owner, meaning to say that we could no longer be defined as former owners or former occupiers, because we are current owners and current occupiers. In fact, we are current occupiers of that land due to the relationship, the work relationship that existed between the clients and the complainant, of which the court actually then found its way and actually ruled otherwise.
Now we see that among these affected people is an 86-year-old man. Now tell us a bit about this man. Where is he going to go if this case is lost in the courts?
Well, yes, those were actually, you know, the grounds of which we thought maybe the court would actually find favor. Because in our closing submissions, we actually challenged the Section 3 of the Gazetted Lands Consequential Provisions Act, in that it only gives a mechanical way of seeking an eviction, which is actually contrary to the provisions of the Constitution. Basically, the section on the right to shelter, which actually says that no one shall be evicted without a court order, a court which would have, you know, looked at all relevant circumstances pertaining to the case. So now, in this case, all relevant circumstances were not actually taken aboard by the court, and basically, in itself, the ruling actually contravenes Section 4 of the Constitution. So when we are going to appeal, we're actually then going to put this case before the Constitutional Court to actually determine these issues that were decided by this lower court.